they're not going to take my class where I learned how to speak in different accents. Hey, everybody, this is Chief Xander Gamble here, and I'm here with Mr. Alfonso Garrett, our Director of Enrollment with the USNCC, and we're going to be talking about understanding your educational background. So tell me, what is educational background? Like, what do we mean when we talk about educational background?
Yeah, great question, Chief. So when I think about educational background, I think of all those educational opportunities and things you participated in that led you to the point where you are now. So for instance, whether it's formal, traditional college or university education, whether it's, you know, professional education, like leading to like a professional certifications or something of that nature, or it could be something associated with your military training. So things typically take place in a classroom setting that award credit of some what level, shape, or form. Most of these things are going to be found whether on a college university transcript or in a case, for our student bodies, on your joint services transcript.
All of us active duty service members have a joint service transcript. Can you tell me a little bit more about like what that means? What all is on that joint service transcript?
Yes. So obviously you all know the level of training that, that everyone undergoes. So the American Council of Education has evaluated the various trainings that military members go through to assess what they recommend to be the equivalent of college or university level credits. So every course you've ever been through in the Navy, Chief, you're probably going to have an equivalent ACE recommendation that goes along with that individual course all throughout your career, not just now because you're a chief, but also back when you went through boot camp.
Okay, and so if I were to open up my JST, my Joint Service Transcript, I'd see numbers and letters next to the courses that are listed. What are those numbers and letters?
Yes, so those numbers you're looking at are what we potentially call credit hour equivalents. So an average college class is measured in these increments called credit hours, or some universities may use a different terminology such as quarter hours or what have you. But the typical, you know, credit hours, semester hours, these terminologies sometimes used interchangeably. But it's essentially a measurement of time of the equivalent level of college work that's taking place in that individual course or training. So these are the things we look at on the transcript to see, is it equivalent to what a college or university will award similar credit to?
Okay, so like 3 means I'm going to get 3 credits for it, right? But what about that L and the U?
Great question. So yeah, so the 3 reference, Chief, like I said, 3 credits. And the average college coursework on a semester hours is typically 3 credits. So that's essentially, on average, 1 college class, for instance. Now, when it comes to that, the other letters you're associating with, for instance, obviously, you know, the average college, you know, university in America has, associate's degrees, bachelor's degrees, and beyond. So those letters are referring to whether a course is on the lower level or on the upper level of the educational experience. So typically, the first 2 years of a traditional bachelor's degree program are typically referred to as the lower level. And those remaining 2 years are referred to the upper level, or the higher level. So when you see those letters on your JST, it's associating that credit with that portion of the degree equivalent.
So the lower level would be kind of like the associate level credits, and then the upper level would be the bachelor post-associate kind of level, right?
That's correct. So in the normal transition, obviously, you kind of have to crawl before you walk, right? So the lower level courses, on average, around 60 or so credits are typically lower level in a bachelor's degree, and the remaining 60 or so credits are the upper level. So as the average bachelor's degree is around 120 credits.
Okay.
And there is variation with that depending on skills.
So like the 100, 200 level courses are the lower, and then the 300, 400 level courses are the higher. That makes sense. Okay, so then when I submit my joint service transcript, or let's say I did prior college before I joined the Navy, and I submit those transcripts as well, how are colleges, especially like us and our consortium, how are colleges reviewing those credits?
All right, so great question. So the USNCC operates with a consortium agreement with several partner institutions. So, and during the application and review process, there's a USNCC admissions process where, based off the needs of the Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard, we prioritize candidates for admission. Those who are higher in our prioritization will then have their information shared with a respective partner institution. At that point in time, the partner institution is going to look at their application information that we collect, as well as the JST or any additional college transcripts to determine what is the student's prior learning experiences, and help to decide if the degree program in which they're going to is able to award transfer credit for that. So the equivalent of what you've completed on your JST. So for instance, if you're at one of our nuclear ratings in the Navy, you're gonna have things from the power school, they're gonna associate directly with an academic course. So they're gonna determine if that equivalent is there and you get awarded credit for it. On the flip side, if the equivalent is not there, you may not be awarded credit, even though it does appear in your JST.
Okay, so like when I went and I got my associate degree before I joined the Navy, it was an associate of science in theater arts, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm going for the nuclear engineering degree, they're not gonna take my class where I learned how to speak in different accents.
Yep, correct. So there's definitely value for that in a theater degree to know how to do that skill set, and the associated credit hours were awarded to you, right? But in nuclear engineering, there's no equivalent course for that. So even though you've previously earned that credit, it would not be applied to this new degree. So when the university or college is looking at these things, they're trying to determine how those prior earned things are lining up. That way they can determine what is left for you to take if you were to be admitted, and if would you be successful.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you very much. So basically, we've got credits on your joint service transcripts, and if you have prior education, you can transfer those in. They're broken down into different levels, lower level, upper level, and since we offer associate degrees here with the USNCC, we're gonna be looking more at those lower level credits, but we'll also review them for applicability to the degree program. So while you might have a lot of credits, like you might have 30, 60, 90 credits, not necessarily all of them will be able to transfer into the degrees. So, you know, keep that in mind as you apply. We're definitely gonna look at maximizing the number of credits that you can get for the training and education that you're bringing in, but not everything will necessarily transfer if you're going for a degree that's very different than your training and education before.